You know, at one point we could put up like a pavilion up there where we could have meetings at least when the weather's good. So, green space, fencing, wrought iron would be too expensive. However, to keep with our deed restrictions, we would put wrought iron in the front, the Mahoning side. All that. So, and eventually we'll do that. Any questions? Anything?
You're going to add plumbing, right? As far as water, hot water?
Over there?
Yeah.
We've got to get the city to find the water meter for us.
It's there, for sure. Same thing with electricity. You're going to light it where it closes in on evening time. That's something you can say.
I still don't know why they took the lights out.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
To take them out? But,
Adrian did that for her lifelong project when she was on the board. She brought it up at every meeting and now they voted it in to demolish everything over there.
Well, they took the water meter, or at least it's hidden, so we don't know where it's at. So once we find the water meter, we would also have to do the pipes. So, but
right in the middle on the front.
Huh?
It's right in the middle on the front.
It's in the middle.
About probably 8 feet back from the curb.
Near the steps.
Where they were, yeah. Are the steps still there?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. To the north of the road.
Okay. So, in fact, yes, ma'am.
Where are we meeting after October?
Balin, and we're going to go with Zoom also. So it'll be a combination of Balin and Zoom meetings. I'm hoping to get Zoom within maybe a month or two so that if people want to learn how to use it, you know, they can come here while we still have the building and show them what they need to do. It's not overly complicated, except I think the hostess probably has the most to do, but basically, although it's easier if they sign in to Zoom, but although you can telephone, but it's much easier if you sign in to Zoom, that way you just click on the link and you're in, and automatically lets them know who you are. We can have some more questions. Mr. Sanchez? Yes.
Good evening, Rayburn Blanche Civic Club. My name is Ivan Sanchez. I'm running for Houston City Council District J, which is this side of town. First, I just want to thank everybody for being civically engaged in your communities. And I'm sorry for my appearance. I was block walking all day, actually in Sharpstown, so I'm a little, my shoes are a little worn out or whatnot. And thank you for the time allowing me to just say a few words. Again, my name is Ivan Sanchez. I am a person that has U.S. congressional experience for 6 years. I am a commercial real estate lender by profession, after I left Congress, that is. And I'm one of the founders of the largest millennial empowerment organizations in the entire United States, which is United States Millennials Corporation. One of the reasons that I'm running, or some of the reasons that I'm running, is because I believe that this side of town has been neglected for the past 30, 40 years. I want to bring back the pride of this side of town, Southwest, Sharpstown. And some of the ways that we want to do that, obviously as a commercial real estate lender, I want to rehab the Sharpstown model. Sure, I can be up here talking like a politician and talk about infrastructure and these broad ideas, but I want to give you some of the ideas that I have. That can't just happen overnight, right? We need a lot of funding. The World Cup is coming. We're about to be in a world stage. Billions of dollars are going to be pumped into our economy. So I want to rehab Sharpstown Mall. What does that mean? I want to teach financial literacy to all the businesses around, which already block walk. A lot of them are Spanish speakers and don't know what a cash out rehab is to beautify their properties. I want to pave that eye-soaring parking lot of Sharpstown, put some LEDs on it, palm trees, so hopefully we can bring some bigger and better anchor tenants to it. I believe that this mall was the first mall in the entire United States to have a central AC system, but somehow down the line it became just with one ethnicity. And I want to really make it international for all of us who can take pride and go back to our mall, right? Another thing, crime. A lot of the super neighborhoods are saying crime is up by 2.3. Yes, what are you going to do about it? So a smart public safety plan committing to what works. Yes, they need more resources, manpower, patrols, but also as a younger generation coming in, I believe in technology, like ShotSpotters. There's a lot of shooting going on. I've been block walking Braver, and as I was block walking about two, three weeks ago, one of your neighbors was moving out because her house and her garage had about 15 bullet shots. And it turned out, as she showed me the camera, some 14, 15-year-old kids with long coats were walking around with AK-47 shooting into the bayou, but they couldn't control these guns, so they shot up. So I personally called Chief Finner to look into the situation. But as we invest in technology, also, and obviously, mental health facilities, rehab facilities, concentrating on the youth, after-school programs, and if elected, I want to use a lot of my discretionary funds, not on billboards, but on after-school projects, hiring the youth, and early childhood education by my ad. Just last week, I was in... Just last week, I was... something I want to do is clean up and beautify the city of Houston. Not too long ago, I believe mass media called us one of the dirtiest cities in the United States, so I want to clean it up and beautify it. Last week, we're a very proactive campaign. Last week, we picked up 1,000 pounds of trash in the buried ditch. Came out in Channel 2 and several other channels, but to be honest, it was barely scratching the surface. That was not just for the media to come out a few pictures. We got to bring some cranes in there and dig that stuff out, but it actually beautified the entire city of Houston as well. And 3 weeks ago, we planted with the AF Super Neighborhood, in partnership with them, we planted 175 trees, and I believe this is one of the smaller solutions for obviously our huge flood problem that's going on, but also beautify with green energy and put some more good air out there. So ladies and gentlemen, I want to take so much of your time. I wish I would have got to know you before I'm running for office, because it really feels over here like I'm just preaching of like, this is what I want to do. I've been block walking a lot, talking to a lot of your neighbors. Something from working in Congress to lending on gas stations, to building these organizations, I've got a reputation to get things done, and I'm going to continue to do that because I want to give you, all good people, the choice when you go to the ballot this November. So again, my name is Ivan Sanchez. I'm running for Houston City Council District J, and I hope to gain your support. Thank you.
If you got the email, I believe it's May 26th, that park across the freeway that's going to be part of this hike and bike trail, they're going to be dedicating a Vietnam memorial for Houston residents. So if you can make it, it'll be there. And if you've noticed, they started working on this side of the hike and bike trail. So it's starting to move fast. When I talked to their supervisor, they said the biggest problem had been the state getting the permits for underneath the freeway. But they're moving pretty fast. And at the rate they're going, they may finish before the park does. Because they started working in the park also. Well, they started taking
it.
Yeah. Well, they got a partition, which means, and I was notified that they were going to start working on it. So, you know, when that hike and bike trail comes through here, it's going to affect, at least studies show, it affects property values. Normally they go up around 10%. So, and sometimes up to 20%. The fact that it's right through the middle of our neighborhood, we're going to have... ¿Me lo puedes dar? No, no, tráemelo, por favor.
¿Cuánto es de la
One foot.
Mira, no traje para darle recibo. I want to report it, 9118 Mahoney. She's paying $145.84 because I didn't bring a receipt book. I didn't think anybody was going to come and pay.
146.
But she's giving me cash and I'll deposit it tomorrow. Okay. Mire, sí. Lo grabé todo y todos me oyeron que usted me pagó 145.85.
146 pesos.
Okay, así que está grabado.
Okay, está bien.
Y ¿usted vive aquí en esa dirección?
Sí, no, está en esa.
Bueno, yo paso por ahí en unos días y le dejo un recibo.
Okay,
right.
Okay,
bueno.
Muchas gracias.
¿Huh?
You know, I have been bringing I have a receipt book. But I just didn't think anybody was going to come and pay today. Our collection is going fairly well. We've actually collected from people that have owed back years. Our biggest problem really is people that haven't paid just this year, that had always paid, but for some reason, this year they're not paying. But we're doing fine. We've raised the amount of money that I thought we were going to raise already. So collection-wise, it's fine. But the hike and bike trail, if you want me to, I can send another email on that Vietnam, if you would want to go there.
Send another email.
Send another email?
Please.
Okay.
You know
where Pluck Creek is?
Yeah.
There's a brand new park there, beautiful park. It has even has a fairly large detention pond, and it has things for adults, for children, for teenagers, for people who want to work out. So it's really a very nice park, and it's just on the other side of the freeway. Once that hike and bike trail is ready, it's going to be right there. Those of you that like to jog, I'm past that age, but or even bicycle. My knees just don't allow me to bicycle the way. And besides, I can't keep up with him anymore. And he does take off. So, but that hike and bike trail, so unless we get another flood, which hopefully it won't happen with the widening of the bayou, I forgot the city SAR's name. When we met with him several years ago, he told me that once they finish widening and doing all the bridges, the probability of properties flooding here are going to go way down. And since they finished, we had some fairly heavy rains. I have yet to see the water go up past the concrete. So, you know, it's, yes.
Just for general information, the city has closed the Bridge Atlanta Park. It got closed this weekend.
For work?
Bridge Atlanta Park.
Bridge Atlanta Park. It's closed.
Yeah.
Because they're going to start working on it.
Yeah, you can't begin.
So, you know, there's a lot of good things happening in our neighborhood. And all of those things are going to raise the value of our houses. Now, for people like me, let me tell you, it doesn't matter because I pay very little in property taxes. But if you're not 65, and you'll be surprised, we have a lot of people that own houses in this neighborhood that are not legal residents. And so they don't get a homestead exemption either. So they pay taxes, a lot of taxes. But even if you're young and you have a homestead exemption, your taxes can still get pretty high. So